Things Accomplished Among Us, Selected Reflections from the Book of Luke. Mary's Song of Praise, Luke 1, 46 through 55. Have you ever written a song? Songs are written, prompted by romance, sorrow, humor, patriotism, or maybe an attempt at fame and royalties. The Song of Mary in Luke chapter 1 was prompted by her rich passion of humility and gratitude to God. While the Holy Spirit guided her, it was not a robotic use of her. It was a sincere expression of her joy toward God, knowing He had chosen Elizabeth to bear John and her to bear the Savior. This is from Luke 1, 46 through 55. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked on the humble estate of His servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name, and His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy, as He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever." Do you see that she was deeply moved, but not with any sense of personal exaltation or pride? There is no "look what I've done" in her song. No spirit that asserts, "Do you know who I am?" Linsky remarked, "Mary is a vessel to receive, not a fountain to dispense." As you look down through the lyrics, what stands out in simple boldness is what the Lord had done, was doing, and would do. Her soul magnified the Lord. Now look from there down through the end of the passage. "He has looked on the humble estate of His servant. He who is mighty has done great things for me. His mercy is for those who fear Him. He has sown strength with His arm. He has brought down the mighty. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has helped His servant Israel. He spoke to our fathers." While this reveals the heart of Mary, it is not primarily about Mary. She sees herself almost in the background, as a servant who's been blessed. It is a call to honor God for His great work fulfilled in Jesus Christ. She takes no credit. Her soul magnifies God. Today, the offer is made through the gospel of Christ to be a recipient of God's mercy, to be used by Him for good and cultivate this depth of humility and reverence for the Creator, discovered here in Luke 1, 46 through 55. Luke recorded this as one of the great things accomplished among us. Thank you for listening.